Salam alaikum and what's up everyone. All right, so thank you. Welcome back to episode number 2 of TG Let's Talk, where we talk about video photography and everything else in between. So today with us, we have Andy Marty, Nikon instructor and Living the Lens, I guess we call it representative. He and I are in Living the Lens, he and I, Stevie and Nick. And today we're just going to have a little chat about what's going on with photography, what's going on with the world. So Andy, tell us a little bit about yourself. So you're a Nikon instructor.
Yeah, firstly, thanks a lot for having me, TJ. Really appreciate it. I guess I call myself a travel photographer, which means you have a dip at any sort of photography that you can get your hands on, but really love traveling and taking photos anywhere and everywhere. Do a lot of workshops and with Living the Lens, and also through Nikon. So helping people to learn about photography and take better photos, and I just get more out of photography is what we try and do.
Nice. Now, travel photography is a big thing. People love, especially when you get on Instagram, people look for travel photographers. So yeah. When you travel, what do you specialize in? What is your specialty in travel photography? Well, is there something specific?
I got into photography through my love of travel. So, years and years ago, I was traveling around a lot and just taking photos like we all do, taking photos on my phone or taking photos on my camera, and really loving my travel. And I got to a stage where I was going to some of these places, seeing these amazing things, and I'd start seeing some of the photos that other people were taking of these places and realizing that, you know what, you might not get back to this, this amazing sunrise on the top of Mount Fuji, or you might not get back to this amazing sunset in Bora Bora, and you're missing an opportunity by not being able to take a really nice photo of it. And that's where I first got into photography.
What is what we call Andy's prime destination that you've already been to?
If I can only choose one.
That you've been to.
it'd be impossible. If I was being completely honest, if you said to me right now you could pick me up and drop me anywhere with my camera, I'd say on safari in South Africa.
Nice.
For me, when I'm out on safari and I'm with other people that just love photographing wildlife, I feel different to where I feel anywhere else. It's a very calm feeling, and I could sit there, I could sit there watching a leopard in a tree for hours.
Well, staying on that subject then, Living the Lens is began doing this online course thing that we were talking about before. And in fact, I believe this coming Wednesday, we have our first wildlife presentation that's online workshop,
yep.
Right? And hosted by yourself truly, right?
Yeah. So what we're trying to do is take topics like wildlife photography and give people an understanding of, if you wanted to try something like that, what you'd need in terms of the equipment you might need, what to expect, how to plan that sort of a trip. So when you do go, you know exactly what you need to do and what you're going there for. And then some good basic settings. So if you were on a wildlife trip, you'd have a good understanding of how to operate your camera, and then things like how to edit your wildlife shots and those sort of things. So we're really trying to expand certain photography styles so that people can, if they do go on these sort of trips, they have a good understanding and a good expectation of what they might want to do and how to do it.
Nice. Now these courses are fairly affordable, and before we touch base on what's going on in the world, these are made for convenience and flexibility, and you're giving people options, right?
Yeah, and we wanted to make it accessible to anyone. I mean, obviously we're based in Dubai, so before things started to change a little bit with what's going on, we were looking to do a lot of workshops in Dubai. But we want to make these courses accessible to anyone, whether they're in Dubai at the moment and can't get out to do different things, or whether they're based somewhere else in the world. Anyone can log on, join us for one of these online sessions, and we'll go through and give them all the information that we have on a topic, and they can certainly ask us some questions. And then, once they're part of the Living Lens community, they're part of the family. So They're welcome to sort of hit us up anytime on Instagram or messaging and that sort of thing, and ask us questions after that, and we're more than happy to share whatever experience we have. And if we don't know the answer, you can guarantee we'll go and find it and come back to them.
Amazing. Now, given the situation with the, coronavirus, it's no secret that a lot of people are in quarantine. People that can't go out to work are staying inside. And obviously tools like this, which can be accessed from a mobile phone or your laptop or computer to get online and learn something new and keep yourself busy. I mean, this is honestly the perfect time for something like this. I mean, I say this with us, trying to be all as sensitive as possible, but I know people are stressed out at home.
It's obviously a really tough time, and some people around the world are doing it much tougher than we are at the moment. And it's an awful time. But I guess we're trying our best to move on in any direction that we can. People are looking for something to do while they're at home. We're all sort of stuck looking for something to do. So, we understand it's a really difficult time around the world at the moment. So the more we can all pull together and look for different ways to learn and different ways to share and different ways to, create content in whatever form we can, then we can try and do it. And, now might be a good time if you haven't, looked at your photography a lot, now might be a good time to say, I might do some online courses and do some learning so that when things do, inshallah, settle down again, we can all get back out there and enjoy taking photos again.
Now, if people want to sign up or want more information, what's the easiest and best way for them to find out about Living the Lens?
Probably at the moment, jump on our Instagram at Living the Lens. We're very active on the social media platform. So at the moment, that's probably the easiest way to get in contact with us. We have all these.
Is there an email address?
All the workshops. Yeah, if you want to drop us an email at info@livingthelens.com. You can certainly send you an email straight back. So if anyone is interested, either in little courses or one-on-one tutorials online, that's definitely something we can help you out with. Whether you're a beginner with absolutely no background in photography at all, or whether you're looking to do something more specialized like digital blending in Photoshop, we can cater for whatever you want to learn.
Incredible. Now, for those of you guys out there that don't know Andy, Andy's Instagram handle is Andy M Pix. That's P-I-C-S. Is that right, Andy?
Andy M Pix. On
Instagram, you can find him there. I personally know Andy. He's an amazing photographer. Portraits, cityscapes, landscapes, wildlife, you name it, he does it. He knows it. So he knows it pretty well. Good guy to follow and check out. Thank you, Andy, for taking the time. I know you got a busy day ahead
of
you.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, TG. Anytime.
Absolutely. Look, now we're going to have you back on to discuss more about your photography on another day. Thank you again, and have an awesome day.
Thanks, guys.
And have an awesome day.
Stay safe, everyone.
All right. Thank you all for tuning into this episode. Stay tuned for the next episode where we sit down with another photographer to find out how he gets around and learn a little bit more about what he does in Dubai.